我们打开约翰福音十四章第三节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 3.
我们同声的来读。
And let us read aloud together.
我去原是为你们预备地方。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come,
就必再来
I will come again
接你们到我那里去。
To myself, that where I am,That where I am, you may be also.
使徒行传第一章十到十一节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 10 to 11.
当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，
And while they were gazing into heaven,
忽然有两个人身穿白衣
Behold,
站在旁边说，加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。提多书第二章十一节到十四节。提多二章十一节到十四节。
Titus chapter 2 verse 11 to 14.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义、敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的主，我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。彼得前书一章七节。
First Peter 1, chapter 1, verse
7. 叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍能坏的心
子
更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
And honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
启示录二十二章的第七节、十二节跟二十节里面有同样的一句话，英文说 "I come quickly."
In Revelation chapter 22, verse 7, 12, and 20, it says, "I come quickly."
我必快来。I come quickly.
I come quickly.
我们低头有一点祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
当我们一同来到你面前的时候，
As we are gathered before your presence,
我们实在觉得我们好像应该脱去脚上的鞋子。
We feel that we should take off the shoes on our feet.
因为我们所站的是圣地。
Because we stand on holy ground.
我们真感谢你。
And how we thank you.
因为耶稣基督的宝血是如此的有功效。
Because Jesus Christ's blood is so effective.
让我们这群不配的人可以来到你面前。
That we who are not worthy may come before you.
我们也真感谢你，你是那一位多次多方晓谕列祖的神。
And we thank you that you are a God who speaks to us in many different ways and methods.
我们感谢你在末后的时候，借着你儿子耶稣基督向我们显明你的自己。
And we thank you that in these last days you speak to us through your Son, Jesus Christ.
我们更感谢你这些日子里你借着你的话对我们说话。
And that you speak to us with your word.
但愿晚上你再次来向我们扬脸对我们施恩。
May you show your face to us and give us blessings tonight.
帮助我们讲的人能讲得清楚。
Help the speaker to speak clearly.
帮助我们听的人能听得明白。
Help the hearer to understand.
但愿你的话在我们的生命中是有权柄。
May your word have authority in our lives.
我们这样子的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 耶稣基督的再来。
The coming again of Christ.
Second coming of Christ.
The second coming of Christ.
这是我们基督徒信仰的一个非常重要的部分。
This is an important part of a Christian faith.
这也是为什么信徒活在地上可以有盼望的根据。
This is also the basis for believers to have hope.
这也是为什么今天教会在地上要传福音的一个主要的动力。
And this is a great motivation for believers to share the gospel on earth.
虽然基督再来的这个名词
Even though this term, the second coming of Christ,
在圣经中是没有使用过的
does not appear in the Bible.
就好像三位一体这个名词在圣经里面没有使用过的
Just as the term Trinity does not appear in the Bible.
但是这个观念在圣经中却是如此的重要。
But this concept is extremely important in the Bible.
所以圣灵在写新约圣经的时候
And so as the Holy Spirit was writing the New Testament,
差不多有二十分之一的新约圣经是讲到主的再来。
About 5%
yeah,
of the New Testament speaks of his coming again.
超过300节的经文是讲到主的再来。
There are over 300 verses that speak of his coming again.
27卷新约圣经里面超有23卷谈到主再来这个事实。
23 of the 27 books of the New Testament speak of his coming again.
主自己教导这个事。
The Lord himself taught about this matter.
彼得、约翰、保罗，通通都讲这件事。
Peter, John, Paul all spoke of this matter.
所以主的再来，这是一个新约里面的一个中心思想。
And so this is a central theme in the New Testament.
这是我们一个很有把握的一个盼望。
And this is a sure hope for us.
这个题目。
Now this theme.
虽然是如此的重要。
Even though it is so important.
但是这个题目也是在神儿女中间非常有争论性的一个题目。
It is one that causes a lot of dispute among Christians.
所以如果我们想要几个那个很懂得圣经的人呢，要他们吵架的话
，So if you want to incite an argument among Bible scholars,
你只要跟他们谈一谈主再来的事情啊，很容易他们就开始吵架。
Just bring up the second coming of Christ, and you'll have an argument.
因为关于主再来的许多细节方面的问题
Because many details about the second coming of Christ
在神恩典的主宰里面
In his sovereign grace
在神奇妙的智慧里面
In God's amazing wisdom
他好像go out of his way 就是
故意的去
他好像故意的想尽办法要确定这些细节是我们搞不清楚的。
It seems as if he went out of his way to make sure that we couldn't figure out all the details about this event.
如果你去看这些书的话
If you read all these different books,
假如这个作者相信千禧年，这个前千禧年
If the author believes in the millennium and the pre-millennium,
你去看那个数据啊，对呀、啊，对呀、啊，对呀、啊。
You'll say, "Oh yes, that's right. That's how it is."
过不了多久，你另外买一本。
But after a while, you buy another book.
他相信后千禧年的。
And the author believes in post-millennium.
你也去读。
And you read it.
啊，对呀、啊，对呀、啊，对呀、啊。
And you say, "Yes, oh yes, this makes sense."
因为人家都是讲圣经的嘛。
Because they're all speaking out of the Bible.
哎呀，引经据典的讲，头头是道。
There are verses that they use and very clear reasoning.
啊、如果再讲背题
Oh, and if we speak of the rapture
哎呀再前背题
There's the rapture before the tribulation
灾中背题
There's rapture during the tribulation
灾后背题
There's a post-tribulation rapture
一次背题
Rapture all at once
多次背题
Multiple raptures
看你看谁的书
It all depends on whose book you want to read
每个人都是相信圣经的
And every author believes in the scripture.
每一个作者都是好好的祷告，好好读圣经的。
Each author has prayed and carefully studied the Bible.
但是他们讲的完全不一样。
But they're saying different things.
如果再加上一个这个大灾难的这个故事细节的话。
And if you want to go into the details about the Great Tribulation.
再加上到底谁是敌基督。
And who is the Antichrist?
哎呀，从希特勒开始。
there are theories about Hitler.
我是讲近代的，古代的不讲了。
And that's just recent history, not even ancient history.
到不久以前的这个撒旦胡塞。
Recently, Saddam Hussein.
哎呀，你看到这些写这些末世预言的书啊，随便谁写，写出来都卖钱。
Oh, no matter who's the author, you just write about about the last ages, and you can make money selling this.
大家都喜欢看。
Everyone likes to read about this.
我们在面对这个问题的时候
，As we face this problem.
我自己觉得我需要一再的提醒我自己。
I need to remind myself.
圣灵把主再来这件事写在圣经里面。
The Holy Spirit wrote about the second coming of Christ in the Scripture.
他的目的是什么
？What is his purpose？
他的目的不是要满足我们对这未来的好奇心。
It is not to satisfy our curiosity about the future.
他的目的更不是让我们因为对着这些东西有一些了解以后，我们可以跟别的基督徒真的面红耳赤。
And he did not write it so that we can come to understand it and then argue fervently with other believers.
保罗在提摩太前书四章十八节那里，不是提摩太，在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十八节。
Paul in 1 Thessalonians
chapter 4 verse 18.
Chapter 4, verse 18.
那里告诉我们
It tells us
主再来这件事
about the Lord's coming again.
其实是要成为我们的鼓励，成为我们的盼望，成为我们的安慰。
That the purpose is to be our encouragement and our hope and our comfort.
如果你碰到一些跟你看法不同的弟兄
If you encounter some brothers and sisters who have a different viewpoint than yours,
千万不要随便说别人没看见。
Be careful to lightly say that, oh, they have not been enlightened.
我想我们最多只能说
I think at most we can say, the most we can say,
是主现在让我们的领会大概是这样的。
That the Lord, the understanding the Lord has given us today is such and such.
因为如果你这么有把握的知道，就是你这个样子的是对的。
Because if you are so sure that the way you understand it is exactly right,
我很担心啊。
Then I am concerned.
有一天我们到天上去的时候
，That one day when we go to heaven,
我们会发现说我们错了。
We may discover that we were mistaken.
那个时候好像是蛮尴尬的。
And then it will be awkward.
也许我们都错了。
Maybe we are all wrong.
也许我们都对了。
Maybe we're all right.
我想最重要的是，当我们来学习关于这个真理的时候。
But I think what is important is that when we come to learn about this truth,
到底这个真理会不会让我们这个人变得更谦卑？
Can this truth make us more humble?
让我们更温柔。
More gentle.
让我们更有主的慈爱。
Full of the Lord's love.
如果有的话
If it has such an effect on us,
我们的学习就有价值。
Then there's value to our learning about this matter.
如果我们今天关于主再来的事情我们研究了研究哇我们懂了好多了。
If we study and we think we understand so much about the second coming of Christ,
我们一点都不谦卑。
And we have no humility.
我们一点都不温柔。
We have no gentleness.
你原谅我说
And forgive me for saying so.
就是你的罪也是错
Even if you are right, you are wrong.
所以求主怜悯我们
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
那圣经里面用什么样的名词来讲到关于主再来呢
Now what terms does the Bible, what words does the Bible use to talk about the second coming of Christ?
圣经里面有五个不同的名词讲到关于主再来的事。
There are five different words used in the Bible to speak of his coming again.
最重要的一个词。
The most important is.
是 parousia.
Parousia.
这个是中文翻作，它原文的意思就是，present 就是出现，它在这里。
The original term means, in the original language, this term means he appeared, his appearing, his presence.
或者是他来了,
or that he had come.
那么在中文圣经里面,
in the Chinese Bible,
有的时候翻作就是他来的时候, 他来了,
it speaks of when he comes.
有的时候主来,
when the Lord has come.
有的时候翻作降临,
or when he has descended.
有的时候翻作他显现,
or when he's appeared.
那这个是近代的考古学家,
Now, modern archaeologists,
他们在希腊, 埃及和中亚西亚一带发现了一些, 刻的碑上用到这个字,
they discovered this word engraved on certain tablets in the Middle East.
发现这个字很常用在指着一个皇族的人到达的时候所要有发生的那些迎接他的仪式。
It speaks, this word often speaks of when someone of the royal family is about to arrive and all the preparations and rituals that must be set up for their coming.
在圣经里面用到这个字的时候,
now in the Bible when it uses this word,
包括主的来的时候使人复活啊,
for, when it speaks of the Lord's coming, will, there will be the people rising from the dead.
信徒被提啊,
disciples being raptured,
啊, 敌基督被除灭啊,
the Antichrist being conquered,
啊, 审判列国啊,
judging the nations.
这个是都讲到这些方面。
This word is used when describing all of these happenings.
那第二个字,
now the second word
是,
epiphany.
这个字中文基本上翻作显现。
Now in Chinese, it's translated
reveal.
To be revealed.
But
revealing or appearing.
那这个字其实它跟Parousia是很像的。
The word is similar to Parousia.
其实它比较准确的翻译应该是出现。
The accurate translation should be appearing.
所以中文有时候也翻作降临。
And so in Chinese, it also often means to arrive, to appear.
那么第三个字,
the third word,
这个是, 英文翻作 revelation.
It's translated revelation in English.
那希腊文叫做 apocalypse.
In Greek, it's apocalypse.
Apocalypse. 那这个字,
now this word,
它基本上是讲到说能够把它自己启示出来。
Speaks of revealing himself.
那第四个词讲到主的再来,
now the fourth term used to describe the second coming of Christ
是主的日子,
is the day of the Lord.
那这个也是用了很多地方,
and this is also used in multiple places.
那么这个名词在旧约里面其实是一个让人非常敬畏非常可怕的一个名词。
Now in the Old Testament this term is something fearful that causes everyone to have reverence for it.
因为在旧约里面这个主的日子基本上是跟审判密切的联合在一起。
Because in the Old Testament the day of the Lord is closely related to a judgment.
但是在新约里面,
but in the New Testament
这些新约的作者,
the authors in the New Testament,
因为他们认识了那个日子的主,
because they have come to know the Lord of that day,
所以他们对着这个日子的, 没有那么惧怕,
so they don't have the same dread.
他们反而期盼那个日子的来到,
in fact, they anticipate and look forward to the day of the Lord,
因为那个日子的来到,
because that the coming of that day
是讲到国度的降临,
is speaking of the kingdom coming.
所以第五个词关于主来的日子,
the fifth term, speaking of the second coming of the Lord,
就是讲到神的国,
is the kingdom of God.
譬如说主在马可福音14章25节那里,
for example, in Mark chapter 14 verse 25,
我实在告诉你呢, 我不再喝这葡萄汁, 直到我在神的国喝新的那日子,
it says, I will not drink, I tell you, I will not drink of this cup again until the day of the Lord. Hold on.
在神的国和新的那日子,
until I drink it anew in the kingdom of God.
那你记得跟主耶稣一起钉十字架的那个强盗？
And you remember the criminal who was on the cross next to our Lord.
他曾经有一个祷告。
He had a prayer.
他说：“耶稣啊。”
Lord Jesus.
你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
When your kingdom comes, remember me.
那是在路加福音二十三章的记载。
That's in Luke chapter 23.
圣经里面用了这五个不同的名词。
In the Bible uses these five different terms.
讲到主的再来。
To speak of the second coming of Christ.
但是因为这五个名词啊。
But because these five terms.
他们的意义都不是只限于讲到主的再来。
Are not limited just to speaking of the second coming of Christ.
这就是为什么关于主再来的事情啊，我们很多的时候会有很多不同的看法。
This may be why we have many different viewpoints and ideas about the second coming of Christ.
那么到底主再来这件事情呢？
Now, regarding this matter of the second coming of Christ,
神要教我们什么呢？
What does God want to teach us?
我想至少神要教我们三方面啊。
I think there are at least three things.Three lessons that the Lord has for us.
第一方面就是主再来的这件事情的本质。
First is regarding the nature of His coming again.
那关于这一方面，我想有一个字最好来形容啊。
Now, I think there's one word that sums this up.
那就是 personal.
The word personal.
就是主他自己。
That the Lord Himself.
你知道在启示录里面。
In Revelation, we said that three times the Lord said, I come quickly.
那 这一句话在希腊文里面跟约翰福音十四章第三节的那个原文是一样的。
Is the same as in John chapter 14, verse 3.
那那里的原文它有点讲究。
And there, the original text, is very specific.
因为圣灵在写这个话的时候他没有用未来叙述式的这个时态。Future indicative mode.
Because the Holy Spirit did not use the future indicative tense here.
因为他如果用了那个未来叙述式的时态。
Because if he had used the future indicative tense.
那是表示是一次特定的事件特定的时间。
That would mean one specific action and time event.
所以有一些懂希腊文的专家
and so some Greek scholars
当他们翻到我们刚才举的那几个地方的时候
when they flip to the three passages that we mentioned in Revelation
他们就把它 expand 就是把它稍微翻得更清楚一点
they expand on it a bit for clarity
他说我会在不同的时间很快的用不同的方式就来到。
They translated as I will come multiple times in multiple ways quickly.
这就是为什么对着主再来我们会有很多问题啊。
This is why we have many questions about the Lord coming again.
可是在使徒行传第一章十一节那里。
But in Acts chapter 1 verse 11,
那两个穿着白衣的人
The two men dressed in white robes.
当他们对门徒说话的时候
when they spoke to the disciples,
他们用的是未来叙述式的时态
they did use the future indicative tense.
那里就讲到就是主在末了回来那个要掌权的时候的那一件事情
It's speaking of the specific event where the Lord will come back and take the kingdom and rule.
所以当我们说到 主再来的这件事情的本质的时候
So when we speak about the nature of Christ's second coming,
我们一定要搞清楚说到底是什么叫做主再来。
We need to understand what we're talking about.
是主那个多次不同的方法来到人的生命中的那个再来呢？
Is it His coming multiple times in different ways into our lives?
还是主那个在未来的一次最后要来掌权做王的那一次的
Or is it speaking of that great event when he is going to come and he's going to sit on the throne?
所以我们说主再来我们如果要谈论到主再来的他这个 personal 方面
So when we speak of the the personal aspect of Christ coming again.
那就是要讲到说，主那一次来是眼睛可以看得见的，是在复活的身体里面，是在真实的里面，不是讲属灵方面的意义。
We need to understand we're not talking about just the spiritual aspect, but when he's coming as a person in the flesh, we can see him, we can touch him.
你知道你读启示录第三章二十节。
When you read Revelation chapter 3 verse 20,
看啊，我站在门外叩门。
See, I stand at the door and knock.
若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him.
我与他，他与我一同坐席。
And eat with him, and he with me.
有些人就解释这段圣经是讲到说我们信主的时候。
Some people interpret this text to mean when we come to know the Lord.
当我们接受主。
When we accept the Lord.
耶稣基督就借着圣灵住在我们的里面。
Then the Lord Jesus comes and dwells in our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
我们暂时不说这样子解这个圣经是不是准确。
Now, we won't go into here whether or not that's the accurate way to interpret this text.
但是我们必须承认一个事实。
But we need to realize
神确确实实给每一个信徒一个极大的祝福。
That God indeed has given a blessing to each believer.
当我们凭着信心接受了耶稣基督的救恩的时候，
When by faith we accept the salvation of the Lord,
我们的主实在是借着圣灵住在我们里面。
Our Lord truly does come and dwell in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
他实在是来到了我们的生命中。
He truly comes into our lives.
是因为他在我们的里面。
And because he dwells in us,
他给我们带来了改变。
He brings change in our lives.
因为他在我们的里面。
Because he lives in us.
他让我们在恩典中可以长大。
He enables us to grow in grace.
因为他在我们的里面。
Because he lives in us.
所以我们能够承受苦难。
We can endure hardship.
因为他在我们里面。
And because he lives in us.
我们才肯甘心的侍奉。
We are willing to serve.
但是这个不是我们讲那个 personal 的主再来。
But this is not when we talk about the personal coming of Christ.
我们不是我们讲的他在荣耀中带着他的身体回来。
When in glory, he brings his body and he returns.
也有的人说。
Now some people say,
因为主在马太福音十八章那里。
Because the Lord in the Gospel of Matthew
18.
chapter 18.
我实在告诉你们站在这里的有人在没有尝死味前必看见人子降临在他的国里。
Because when the Lord says, I tell you, there are some here who will not taste death before they see the kingdom of heaven.
那他们以为那个是讲到主的再来。
And they think that this speaks of the Lord's coming, second coming.
其实那段圣经是讲到主的复活。
Actually, that's talking about the Lord's resurrection.
也有的人根据马太福音二十八章二十节的应许。
And some people they take the promise of Matthew chapter 18 verse 20.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
That I am with you to the end of the earth of chapter 28, sorry.
所以他们就认为说主已经来了。
And so they say that, oh, the Lord has already come.
你们知道耶和华见证人会。
You know that the Jehovah's Witnesses.
他们就说耶稣基督在1914年已经回来了。
They say that Jesus Christ has already come back in 1914.
然后在哪里呢？
And you say, where is he then?
啊，他回来以后就到天上坐在宝座上。
After he, they say, after he came back, he ascended to, he sits on the throne in heaven.
那所以我们看不见他。
And so we can't see him.
啊，还有的人以为说我们离开这个世界与主同在，好的无比，就是主回来了。
And some people they say that when we leave this earth and then that's when we are with the Lord, and so that's when the Lord has come back. No, these are all wrong.
我们讲到主的回来。
When we speak of the Lord's second coming,
那是好像老约翰说的。
That is as John said in his old age.
约翰一书三章二节那里。
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 2.
他说我们必得见他的身体。
It says, but we know that when he appears,
we
shall see him as he is.
并且在主若显现的话，我们必要像他。
And we know that when he appears, we shall be like him.
圣经告诉我们说，看啊，他驾云降临，众目要看见他。
The Bible tells us, behold, he is coming on a cloud, and all eyes will see him.
连刺他的人也要看见他。
Even those who pierced him will look on him.
马太福音。
In the Gospel of Matthew,
第二十四章。
Chapter 24,
二十九节。
Verse 29.
闪电从东边发出，直到西边。
It says that lightning will appear from the east to the west.
人子降临也要降临。
And so will be the Son of Man.
二十五章三十节。
In chapter 25, verse 30.
那时人子的兆头要显在天上。
When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne.
地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾着天上的云降临。
Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate.
《帖撒罗尼迦前书》四章十六节。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16。
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号角吹响。
For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God.
主的再来
When during the Lord's second coming,
是这一位荣耀的主
this glorious Lord,
带着他复活的身体
he will bring his resurrected body,
是人们可以看得见
we will see him with our eyes,
是他要回来
he will return.
那第二方面
Now, the second aspect of the second coming of Christ,
是讲到主回来的目的
This is the purpose of the second coming of Christ.
那如果用一个字来形容的话
Now, if you want to sum it up in one word,
那就是荣耀
It is glorious.
主的再来这件事情本身就是荣耀的
The second coming of Christ is glorious in nature.
好像路加福音九章二十六节所说的
As the Gospel of Luke chapter 9 verse 26 says,
人子在自己的荣耀里，并天父与众天使的荣耀里降临的时候，
It says, when the Son of Man, will come in His glory and the glory of the Father.And of the holy angels.
主在地上的日子。
When our Lord was on earth,
人们不太容易看到他的荣耀。
It was difficult for men to see his glory.
人们看见的是一个卑微。
They saw a humble.
一个隐藏。
A hidden.
一个实在是不起眼的人物。
Someone who...We would not think very much of.
主在地上一生
When our Lord was on earth,
只有一次
only one time,
他带了三个宝贝的门徒
he took three precious disciples
到变化山上去
to the Mount of Transfiguration.
在那里好像他的荣耀稍微显出一点点
And there he showed just a little bit of his glory.
后来在大马色的路上
And then later on the road to Damascus,
向扫罗显现的时候
When he appeared to Saul,
以及最后老约翰在拔摩海岛上所看见的人子。
And then when John in his old age saw the Son of Man,
都好像有某种程度的荣耀。
They saw a little bit of glory.
但是这一切的荣耀都比不上到那一天。
But this cannot compare to that day.
因为马太二十五章三十节说。
Because Matthew chapter 25, verse 30 says,
人子有能力有大荣耀的降临。
That when he comes in power and in great glory.
大荣耀。
Great glory.
那个荣耀。
That glory.
是好像当父神是长子到世上来的时候就说神的使者都要拜他的那种荣耀。
It's the glory that when it says that all the angels will worship the Son of Man, Son of God.
主自己的再来。
The Lord's own coming again.
本身就是荣耀。
Is by itself a glorious thing.
但是这一位荣耀的主他来的时候他要让他的门徒分享他的荣耀。
But what's more is when he comes again, he wants his disciples to share in his glory.
在他来的荣耀里面,
when he comes in his glory,
使人要复活,
the dead will be raised from the dead.
哥林多前书十五章二十二节,
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 22,
在他荣耀里面,
in his glory,
活着的信徒身体要改变。
The living believers will be transformed.
哥林多前书十五章五十节到五十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 to 51.
腓立比书三章二十节到二十一节。
Philemon chapter Philippians chapter 3 verse 20-21.
在主荣耀的降临中
It speaks that when the Lord comes in his glory,
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六节到十八节告诉我们
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16-18 tells us,
在基督里死了的人
that those who have died in Christ,
必先复活
would be raised from the dead first.
以后我们这活着还存留的人
And then those of us who are still living,
必和他们一同被提到云里
would be lifted up with them in the clouds,
在空中与主相遇
and meet with the Lord in the clouds.
这样我们就要和主永远同在
and so we will always be with the Lord.
所以在主荣耀回来的时候
and so in the glory of our Lord's return,
不只是他回来是荣耀
not only is he glorious in his coming again,
他要让我们这些人与他永远同在
but he will bring all of us who are his to be with him forever.
这是何等荣耀的事
Now this is a glorious matter.
主再来的时候
when the Lord comes again,
他并且要在荣耀中统治万有
In his glory, he will reign over all things.
不错。
Yes.
天上地下所有的权柄都已经给了主。
All authority in heaven and on earth is already his.
今天就是主的。
Today, it already belongs to the Lord.
但是我们现在还不见万物都服他。
But today, we do not yet see all things in subjection to him.
这是希伯来书二章八节告诉我们。
This is what Hebrews 2:8 tells us.
不错我们的主他今天是坐在至大者的右边
Yes, today our Lord sits at the right hand of the Most High
可是他是在至大者的右边等候他的仇敌成了他的脚
凳 But he is waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool
不错
Yes
主今天是坐在父神的宝座上
Today the Lord sits on the throne of the Father
可是这世界还是落在那恶者的手中
But the world is still in the hands of the evil one
我们今天还没有看到
Today we do not yet see
叫天一切在天上的地上的和地底下的以耶稣的名无不屈膝无不称耶稣基督为主
we do not see all things and all beings in heaven and on earth and under the earth lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus.
这是腓立比书二章十节那里告诉我们。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 10,
但是到主荣耀回来的日子,
it tells us that when the Lord comes again,
我们的主他要做王,
our Lord, He will be king.
我们的主他要审判他自己的教会,
our Lord, He will judge His church.
他要审判以色列的百姓,
He will judge the people of Israel.
他要审判万国,
He will judge all the nations.
他要做王,
He will be king.
并且要让我们这些人与他一同做王,
and He will He will bring us to reign with Him.
彼得前书,
1 Peter
第四章十七节,
chapter 4 verse 17
告诉我们,
tells us
因为时候到了,
that when the time has come,
审判要从神的家起手,
judgment will begin at the household of God.
我不知道弟兄姊妹,
now, I don't know, brothers and sisters, do you fear that judgment?
啊, 我很多年很怕,
for many years, I feared that judgment.
我不是说现在就完全不怕,
now, I'm not saying I don't fear it at all today.
是我慢慢地从主的话里面, 越来越看见恩典,
but I've slowly come to understand grace from the word of the Lord.
我慢慢认识一件事情,
I've come to understand
神对着教会的审判,
that God's judgment of the church
不是为了刑罚,
is not for punishment,
乃是为了奖赏,
but for reward.
你知道, 哥林多前书四章三到五节,
you know in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 3 to 5,
他这么说,
it says,
我被你们论断, 或被别人论断, 我都以为极小的事, 连我自己也不论断自己, 我虽不觉得自己有错, 也不能因此得以称义, 但判断我的, 乃是主。
But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. I'm not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me.
所以时候未到, 什么都不要论断, 只等主来。
Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes.
他要造出暗中的隐情, 显明人心的意念。 那时个人要从神那里得称赞。
He will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God.
哎呀, 我以前读这段圣经就没有读到这里。
Now, when I read this passage before, I didn't read this piece.
我总觉得那时个人要从神那里得到个人该得的修理。
I felt that then each one will receive his punishment from God, his discipline from God.
我惊讶,
but I was astonished
这一位爱我们的主,
that this Lord who loves us,
有一天他回来审判教会,
that He will come back and judge the church,
是为着奖赏,
to reward us,
是为着称赞,
to commend us.
路加福音19章那里,
in Luke chapter 19,
那里讲到说有一个贵胄, 一个 honorable 的一个人到远方去,
it speaks of a nobleman who went into a far country,
然后他就交一些银子交给他的仆人,
and he gave minas to his servants.
第15节告诉我们,
verse 15 tells us,
他既得国回来,
that when he had received the kingdom and he returned,
所以他得国回来,
he had received the kingdom and he returned,
就吩咐那银子的仆人来要知道他们做生意赚了多少。
He ordered the servant to whom he had given the money to come before him that he might know how much they had gained by doing business.
他知道他们赚了多少。
He wanted to know how much money they had made.
他好奖赏他们。
So that he could reward them.
难怪保罗在提摩太后书4章第7节和第8节这么说。
No wonder Paul says in 2 Timothy 4 verse 7 to 8,
那美好的仗我已经打过了, 当跑的路我已经跑尽了, 所信的道我已经守住了, 从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
我以前读到这里。
Now when I read this before,
我就好像觉得圣经里面从来没有写说不但赐给我也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
I seem to have missed where it says, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
因为我心里想，
because in my heart,
那当然是保罗嘛。
I thought, of course Paul would have a reward.
他想跑的路跑完了。
He fought the good fight, he finished the race.
他该守得到守住的嘛。
He did what he was supposed to.
那公义的冠冕为保罗存留，我没话讲。
I think it's right that Paul should receive the crown of righteousness.
我真的不能相信。
But I could not believe it.
不只是给保罗。
Not only to Paul.
给每一个爱慕他显现的人。
But also to all who have loved his appearing.
爱慕他显现的人。
Who have loved his appearing.
好像彼得他鼓励每一个在主里面我们肯去为主牧养小羊的弟兄姐妹们。
Just as Peter encouraged all those who were willing to shepherd his little sheep.
在彼得前书五章四节。
In 1 Peter chapter
福音十九章那里。
In Luke chapter 19.
那里讲到说有一个贵胄，一个 honorable 的一个人到远方去。
It speaks of a nobleman who went into a far country.
然后他就交一些银子交给他的仆人。
And he gave minas to his servants.
第十五节告诉我们。
Verse 15 tells us.
他既得国回来。
That when he had received the kingdom and he returned.
注意他得国回来。
He had received the kingdom and he returned.
就吩咐那银子的仆人来，要知道他们做生意赚了多少。
He ordered the servants to whom he had given the money to come before him that he might know how much they had gained by doing business.
他知道他们赚了多少。
He wanted to know how much money they had made.
他好奖赏他们。
So that he could reward them.
难怪保罗在提摩太后书四章第七节和第八节。
No wonder Paul says in 2 Timothy 4 verse 7 to 8.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
我以前读到这里。
Now when I read this before,
我就好像觉得圣经里面从来没有写说不但赐给我也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
I seem to have missed where it says, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
因为我心里想，
because in my heart,
那当然是保罗嘛。
I thought, of course Paul would have a reward.
他想跑的路跑完了。
He fought the good fight, he finished the race.
他该守得到守住的嘛。
He did what he was supposed to.
那公义的冠冕为保罗存留，我没话讲。
I think it's right that Paul should receive the crown of righteousness.
我真的不能相信。
But I could not believe it.
不只是给保罗。
Not only to Paul.
给每一个爱慕他显现的人。
But also to all who have loved his appearing.
爱慕他显现的人。
Who have loved his appearing.
好像彼得他鼓励每一个在主里面我们肯去为主牧养小羊的弟兄姐妹们。
Just as Peter encouraged all those who were willing to shepherd his little sheep.
在彼得前书五章四节。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4.
他说到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残荣耀冠冕。
He says, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
什么是奖赏?
What is reward?
我以前想,
I used to think,
如果像有一些比较爱主,
that those who love the Lord,
比较会讲道,
those who knew how to preach well,
那些弟兄,
those brothers,
他们在天上一定住个比较大的房子。
Maybe they get a bigger mansion in heaven.
像我们这种呢。
And then for us,
有一个小的 cottage 就不错了。
We're okay with, it'd be great just to have a small cottage.
我们呢想说在天上的奖赏是什么。
What is this heavenly reward in heaven?
我以前在想。
I used to think,
还有一个可能性。
There's another possibility.
就在天上聚会的时候
maybe there would be meetings in heaven
那些奖赏大的人
where those who receive the great reward
他们坐前排
get to sit in the front
像我们这些人
and then for us
我们要望远镜在很远的地方看
we have to use binoculars and sit in the back
可是我慢慢的越来越多读懂一点圣经的时候
but as I read a little bit more of scripture
我觉得老约翰在约翰一书三章那里的一段话很美
I think that there is a beautiful verse in 1 John chapter 3
第二节到第三节
verse 2 to 3
亲爱的弟兄啊
Beloved
我们现在是神的儿女
We are God's children now.
将来如何还未显明。
And what we will be has not yet appeared.
但我们知道。
But we know.
主若显现。
That when he appears.
我们必要像他。
We shall be like him.
因为我们必看见他的真相。
Because we shall see him as he is.
主来。
When the Lord comes again.
在他的荣耀里。
In his glory.
他要做王。
He will be king.
当他做王的时候，他要审判他的教会。
And as king, he will judge his church.
他要把奖赏给我们。
And he will give us reward.
最大的奖赏。
The greatest reward.
就是我们能够像他。
Is that we can be like him.
我们的生命会像他。
That our life will be as his life.
我们的喜好会像他。
Our joys will be his joys.Our appetite will be his appetite.
弟兄姐妹,
Brothers and sisters,
没有更大的奖赏。
There is no greater reward.
有一个弟兄曾经帮助我。
A brother once helped me.
他说主来审判的时候。
To understand, he said, when the Lord comes to judge,
我们每一个人的这个杯子,
we are all as vessels or cups.
都会满了他的恩典。
It will be full of his grace.
只是我们这个杯子大小不一样。
But there are different size vessels, smaller and larger.
到底我们这个人今天在地上。
Today, when we are on earth,
我们肯接受多少十字架的罪子。
How much are we willing to accept the work of the cross in our lives?
我们肯为主放下多少东西。
How much are we willing to, put down for the Lord.
我们肯如何的追求跟随他?
How much are we willing to pursue him, follow him?
那个决定了你那个杯子有多大?
This will determine the size of our vessel.
但是感谢主。
But thanks the Lord.
在他恩典中。
In his grace.
在他的奖赏里。
In his reward.
我们都要像他。
We will all be like him.
每一个杯子都是满的。
Each cup will be, each vessel will be full.
我们敬拜。
Let's worship him.
当然主来说要审判以色列。
Now, also when the Lord comes, he will judge Israel.
以西结书。
In Ezekiel.
但以理书。
Daniel.
耶利米书。
Jeremiah.
撒加利亚书。
Zechariah.
连罗马书十一章也讲那个事儿。
Even in Romans 11, it speaks of this matter.
主来还要审判万国。
When the Lord comes, he will also judge all the nations.
主来的时候白色大宝座要把所有不信主的人通通审判
At the great white throne All those who do not believe in the Lord will be judged.
我每次读到那些地方,
Whenever I read to that passage,
哎呀,我里面特高兴。
I'm so happy.
你知道为什么吗?
Do you know why?
那跟我没关系。
Because it has nothing to do with me.
我已经没份
了。I'm not part of that.
他审判以色列人跟我没关系。
When he judges Israel, it has nothing to do with me.
他是白色大宝座跟我没关系。
The judgment of the great white throne, it has nothing to do with me.
我信主很多年。
Now, I've been a Christian for many years.
一直都没有搞懂一件事。
And for a long time, I didn't understand.
我从来不知道说信主以后。
I didn't understand that after I believed in the Lord,
我没有办法做任何的事情让神多爱我一点点。
There is nothing I can do to make God love me more.
我从来没搞懂这个。
I didn't understand that for the longest time.
我常常想我要干点什么事让神多爱我一点点。
I often thought, what do I need to do to make God love me more?
因为从小我长到大。
Because from when I was young all the way to when I became a grown man.
包括父母在内。
Even my parents love.
永远是我要做什么他们才可以多爱我一点
was always contingent on my performance
我从来不懂神爱我是没有条件的
I could not understand that God loved me unconditionally
就在创立世界以前他就在他儿子耶稣基督里拣选了
that even before the creation of the world he loved me in his son
所以我没有办法做任何一点事让他多爱我一点点
and there is nothing I can do to make him love me more
我从来不懂这个。
I didn't understand that.
我也从来不懂。
And I never understood.
我不能够做任何事让神少爱我一点点。
That there was nothing I could do to make him love me less.
我不管怎么样的失败。
No matter what failures I had.
我不管怎么样的软弱。
No matter what weaknesses.
他爱我的爱不会改变。
His love toward me would never change.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，让我告诉你。
Oh, brothers and sisters, let me share with you.
今天很多时候我们不敢讲恩典。
That sometimes we dare not speak of grace.
因为我们怕讲恩典以后弟兄姐妹就爱世界去了。
Because we're afraid that if we speak of grace, then brothers and sisters will go and love the world.
我们再多讲讲恩典弟兄姊妹随便犯罪去了。
Then if we speak more of grace, then brothers and sisters will have license to sin.
弟兄姊妹让我告诉你。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
只有你真的认识这种无条件的爱。
Only when you come to experience this unconditional love.
只有你真的认识这一个令人惊异的恩典。
When you experience this amazing grace,
你的生命才会有真实的改变。
Only then will your life be truly changed.
你才会真的爱神。
And only then can you truly love.
你才会真的不爱世界。
Only then would you not love the world.
你才会真的胜过罪恶。
Only then would you overcome sin.
感谢主。
Oh, thanks the Lord.
他来审判教会。
He came to judge the church.
是为了奖赏。
In order to reward us.
是为了称赞。
In order to commend us.
因为他爱我们，没有条件。
Because he loves us unconditionally.
这是为什么我们这些人。
This is why we.
有一天可以跟他一起坐。
Can one day reign with him.
也不是我们配。
Not that we are worthy.
不是我们能。
Not that we are capable.
是他的恩典太奇妙。
But because his grace is so amazing.
我们主荣耀回来的时候。
When our Lord comes back in his glory.
整个宇宙都要改变。
All of the universe will change.
好像彼得说有新天新地有义居住在其中。
Just as Peter says, there is a new heavens and a new earth and righteousness will be established.
保罗在罗马书八章里面告诉我们。
Paul in Romans chapter 8 tells us.
二十节那里开始说。
In verse 20.
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
It says that for the creation was subjected to futility not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope.That the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今。
For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now.
那一天。
On that day.
荣耀的主回来。
When the glorious Lord returns.
整个宇宙要改变。
The entire universe will be changed.
何等奇妙。
How amazing.
圣经关于我们主回来的第三方面重要的教导。
Now, the third important aspect of the Bible's teaching of the second coming of Christ.
那就是我们如何预备迎接他的再来。
Is related to how we can prepare for his coming.
那如果用一个字讲这个题目的话。
Now, if I were to use one word to sum it up.
那就是 imminent.
It is that it is imminent.
中文怎么翻？
How do you translate that in Chinese?
是。
马上要到了。
圣经很清楚的教导。
The Bible teaches.
主必快来。
That the Lord's coming is
imminent. 新约的作者。
The New Testament.
的作者。
The authors in the New Testament.
以及早期的信徒。
And the early believers.
他们完全相信主耶稣很快就要回来。
They absolutely believe that the Lord's return was imminent.
马太福音二十四章。
In Matthew chapter 24.
四十二节。
Verse 42.
所以你们要警醒。So you'll be alert.
Matthew.
因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
You need to be watchful because you do not know when. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
那关于这一方面的问题啊。
Now related to this.
我们需要有一点点思想。
We need to think about this.
因为主在马太二十四章到二十五章里面。
Because the Lord in Matthew 24 and 25.
他要告诉我们怎么预备迎接主的再来。
Tells us how to prepare.For the second coming of Christ.
有三个字。
There are three words.
第一个字就是 watch.
The first is to watch.
要警醒。
To watch.
第二个字是要 wait.
The second is to wait.
等待。第三个字是要 work.
The third is to work.
那为什么要叫我们 watch 呢？
Now why does he tell us to watch?
因为近。
Because it's coming.It's imminent.
马可福音。
In Mark.
十三章。
Verse
13. 三十二节到三十七节。
32 to 37.
但那日子。
But concerning that day.
那时辰。
Or that hour.
没有人知道。
No one knows.
连天上的使者也不知道。
Not even the angels in heaven.
子也不知道。
Nor the Son.
唯有父知道。
But only the Father.
你们要谨慎。
Be on guard.
警醒祈祷。
Keep awake.
因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。
For you do not know when the time will come.
下面我们就不念了。
And we won't read the rest there.
要警醒。
Be awake.
路加福音二十一章。
Luke chapter 21.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
Heaven and earth will pass. I tell you.This generation will not pass away until all has taken place.
天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
你们要谨慎，因为恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心。
But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life.
那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。
And that day come upon you suddenly like a trap.
因为那日子要这样临到全地一切的居住的人。
For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth.
你们要时时警醒。
But stay awake at all times.
常常祈求。
Praying that.
使你们能逃避这一切要来的事。
You may have strength to escape all these things.
imminent. 主要快来。
The Lord is coming quickly.
这个字不是 immediate.
This word is not immediately.
就好像启示录里讲的说主要快来的那个快来。
Just like in Revelations where the Lord says I come quickly.
那个 quickly 不是最好的翻译。
Quickly is not the best translation.
其实最好的翻译应该是 suddenly.
The best translation might be suddenly.
是突然临到。
All of a sudden.
因为很多人不明白这一点。
Now, many people don't understand this.
所以才会有彼得后书那里的那种嬉笑。
So that's why you have the heresy.
Mocking.
The,
嘲笑。
The mocking in 2 Peter.
也有人误会保罗。
There are people who misunderstood Paul.
他们还以为保罗根本搞不清楚主什么时候要来。
They thought Paul didn't understand when the Lord was coming again.
因为保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十五节说过了。
Because in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 15.
我们这活着还存留到主降临的人。
It says that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord.
他们读这节圣经，哦，保罗认为主回来时保罗还活着。
And so they think that this means Paul thought he would still be alive when the Lord returned.
我们要搞清楚一件事，保罗不知道主回来时他是活的还是死的。
We need to be clear. Paul did not know whether or not he would be alive when the Lord returned.
他说我们的活着，他是要跟活着的人来认同。
When he said this, he was associating himself with those who were alive.
因为他不知道他一定会死啊。
He didn't know that he would die for sure.
所以他总不能说你们那些还活着的人吧。
So he couldn't say you who are alive.
不是保罗不知道。
It's not that Paul didn't know.
基本上圣灵是一再的告诉我们说主必快来。
The Holy Spirit was telling us that the Lord is coming soon.
是不知道什么时候他很突然之间就发生。
But we don't know when and he will suddenly come.
为什么这样告诉我们？
Why does it tell us this?
他有一个目的
There's a purpose
让我们警醒
that we should be alert
让我们不要以为说主人还早得很了不要急了现在高兴干什么干什么
Don't think that oh there's a long time yet and we can do whatever we want
要警醒
You need to be watchful
我们需要注意看看有什么事情发生
We need to understand we need to watch what is happening
不只是看外面的事情发生
Not only externally
要看看我们里面有什么事情。
But inside what is going on in our hearts.
这就是为什么他说要时时警醒，常常祈求。
This is why it says to be watchful at all times and to be praying at all times.
什么叫警醒？
What does it mean to be watchful?
不要因贪食、醉酒、今生的私利把我们的心都给绑住了。
Do not let dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this world take away our hearts.
要记得主。快要来了。
Remember, the Lord is coming.
要记得我们这个人是随时要预备见主面的。
Remember that we need to be prepared to see the Lord at any time.
我们预备自己要警醒。
We need to prepare ourselves to be watchful.
不只是要警醒。
Not only to be watchful.
圣灵又在另外一方面平衡我们。
But the Holy Spirit also balances this out.
因为很多人以为反不知道。主既然来的日子是近了，那近又不知道近到什么时候。
Now, some people they say we know the Lord's coming is soon, but we don't know how soon.
所以呢，有的人就说，那我们是没有什么好等的吗
？Well, they said, well, how are we supposed to wait for that?
其实圣经叫我们要等。
But the Bible tells us wait for it.
为什么叫你等呢
？Why does it tell us to wait?
就是不会马上来的。
Because it's not going to come right away.
你要等一等。
You need to wait.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我不知道你。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you.
我这一生最讨厌的一件事就是等。
One of the things I hate most is to wait.
你叫我干什么事，我都可以商量。
You know, we can negotiate if you want me to do anything.
你叫我等，我恨死。
But I hate waiting.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道吗
？But brothers and sisters,
我们的神很喜欢叫我们等。
Our God loves for us to wait.
其实啊
Actually,
人生中有很多美好的事情
There are many beautiful things in life
都需要的
That we need to wait for
不等就不美好
And if you don't wait for it, it is no longer beautiful
我们今天常常把事情搞砸就是该等中不等
Often we mess things up because we don't wait for what we should wait for
我们的主要我们学习等候。
Our Lord wants us to learn to wait.
你看那个马太福音二十五章。
Look in Matthew chapter 25.
一到十三节。
1 to 13.
讲到那个童女的故事。
When it speaks of the parable of the virgins,
五个聪明的,
five wise ones,
五个愚拙的,
five foolish ones.
这个聪明的跟愚拙的差在哪里?
Now, what's the difference between the foolish and the wise?
那个愚拙的是不认为需要等很久。
The foolish ones didn't think they had to wait very long.
所以他就没有准备很多油。
And so they did not prepare much oil.
不肯等。
They were not willing to wait.
他没有长期抗战的准备。
They did not prepare for a long battle.
圣灵告诉我们, 我们一方面要警醒。
The Bible tells us, on one hand, we need to be watchful.
另外一方面我们要等候。
On the other, that we need to wait.
怎么等?
How do we wait?
提多书第二章,
In Titus chapter 2,
十一节呢,
verse 11,
教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲, 在今世自守, 公义, 敬虔度日, 等候所盼望的福。
It says, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope.
当我们在等候主再来的时候,
as we are waiting for our Lord to return,
我们要除去不敬虔的心,
we need to renounce ungodliness,
我们要把那些世俗的情欲都弃绝,
and renounce worldly passions,
在今世自守公义敬虔度日,
and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age.
弟兄姊妹,这几样没有一样简单的。
Brothers and sisters, not one of these are easy to do.
自守,
to live self-controlled.
就自己管自己,
as in controlling yourself.
难哦,
that's so hard.
我们很喜欢管别人啊,
we love to control others.
但自己常常管不好。
But it is difficult to control ourselves.
要等候主,
we need to wait for our Lord.
要学习过一个敬虔生活。
We need to learn to live an upright and godly life.
在等候的时候,
and as we're waiting,
好像雅各书五章七节那里,
just like in James chapter 5 verse 7,
弟兄们啊,
brothers,
你们要忍耐,
you need to be patient
直到主来,
until the Lord comes.
看啊, 农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产,
see how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth.
直到得了秋雨春雨,
until it receives the early and the late rains.
你们当忍耐坚固你们的心,
you also be patient, establish your heart.
等候,
to wait,
就是操练忍耐,
is to practice patience.
用你们忍耐这个东西,
brothers and sisters, patience,
有人说过一句话,
someone once said,
是所有美德的母亲,
is the mother of all virtues.
真难,
it is so hard.
但是我们忍耐是要有盼望,
but we wait with hope.
你没有盼望你怎么忍耐?
How can you be patient if you have no hope?
农夫之所以忍耐,
the farmer can wait,
有盼望,
because he has hope.
我们今天在基督里的人,
and today we who are in Christ,
我们有盼望,
we have hope.
我们学忍耐,
and so let us learn the lesson of patience.
然后马太25章14节开始,
and then in Matthew chapter 25 verse 14,
主告诉我们等预备主再来, 我们第三个要做的事 是 work.
The third thing it tells us we must do for the second coming of Christ is to work.
做什么 work?
What kind of work?
你知道在 异教的思想里面,
you know that in many cults,
在, 罗马的宗教里面,
in the Roman religions,
在中国的宗教里面,
in the Chinese religions,
他们都有一个观念,
there was a concept,
那就是天上的神明, 他们的一举一动啊, 会影响到我们这些在地上人生活,
is that the actions of the beings in the heavenly places have an effect on people on earth.
所以今天在欧洲啊, 在美国啊, 这些很多很科技, 很先进的国家里面, 一大堆的人还相信那些星象学啊。
And that's why even in Europe and here in North America and in many developed nations, there's still a persistent belief in astrology.
你知道我们中国人呢, 就相信说如果天上的雷公他一发脾气了, 就打雷了。
You know, in China, we believe that if the rain god is angry, then we have if the thunder god is angry, then we have a storm.
但是你知道一件很奇妙的事。
But you know something amazing.
我们今天这些被主宝血买回来的人,
we who have been bought back by the precious blood of the Lord,
我们成为了主的身体,
we have become the Lord's body.
神在我们身上有一个极大的托付,
God has a work for us.
神让我们可以见证他,
that He has entrusted to us, that we can be His testimony.
神在我们身上做了一个很奇妙的逆转,
He has done this amazing reversal in our lives.
你们在地上捆绑的天上捆绑,
that what we bind on earth is bound in heaven.
听从你们的就是听从我, 弃绝你们的就是弃绝我,
that those who listen to you listen to the Lord said, those who listen to you listen to me, those who reject you reject me.
那是路加福音10章16节,
that's Luke chapter 10 verse 16.
这是一个奇妙的大改变,
this is an amazing reversal.
今天我们在地上祷告, 天上要有反应,
today when we pray on earth there is in effect in heaven.
今天地上是一个罪人的悔改, 天上就有大喜乐,
that if there is a repentant sinner on earth there is rejoicing in heaven.
今天地上有一个信徒软弱, 天上的圣灵要担忧,
today when there is a brother who is weak on earth then the angels in heaven are concerned.
我们知不知道我们今天在耶稣基督里在他的身体里面, 我们对着整个宇宙有多大的影响力?
Do you know what an impact we have on the entire universe because we are in Christ today?
我不知道你,
I don't know about you.
我知道我自己,
I know myself.
我常常觉得我祷告没用,
sometimes I think, oh, my prayers have no effect.
那我觉得我做什么事没用,
and I think, what's the point of the work that I do?
我从来不晓得,
I did not realize.
我以为没有用,
I think it has no effect.
哎呀, 在属灵的世界里面大有用啊,
but in the spiritual world there is a great impact.
在我们等待主降临的日子,
as we wait for the second coming of Christ,
我们要问自己一个问题,
we need to ask ourselves,
主今天在地上的身体,
the body of the Lord on earth today,
是不是像当年主在地上的身体一样,
is it the same as the body of the Lord on earth many years ago?
主当年在地上的身体可以使瞎子看见，使瘸子行走，使长大麻风的人得洁净。
The body of Christ on earth in that day was able to heal the lame, the blind, the lepers.
主当年在地上的身体可以让陌生人，让贫穷人，让饥饿的人，让坐牢的人，让生病的人，让被人家欺负的人得到安慰，得到接纳，得到鼓励。
The Lord's body in that day could cause the sick, those in prison, the hungry, the poor, the weak, to be comforted,
accepted. 在美国教会史上,
in the history of the American church,
可能最有思想的一个传道人就是Jonathan Edwards.
Perhaps one of the most thoughtful preachers was Jonathan Edwards.
他曾经说过这样一句话,
and he once said,
因为我们不能够借着做任何的事情让神来直接受到恩惠,
because we cannot do anything
to
benefit God
directly,
借此来表达我们的爱, in order to express our love.
所以神会指派一些穷人, 来代表他接受基督徒的爱心。
The Lord sends some poor people for Christians to express our love for God to them.
这是主耶稣说, 你们坐在这小子中最小的一个, 就是坐在我身上。
Our Lord Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these, you do for me.
等候主的再来,
to wait for the second coming of Christ,
乃是要让我们这些成为基督身体的人,
is that we who are the body of Christ,
能够在黑暗的地方带下光明,
that we can bring light in darkness,
在伤心的地方给人带来安慰,
comfort where there is sorrow.
可是今天很可惜,
But unfortunately today,
今天大部分的基督徒,
most Christians today,
甚至于说大部分的教会,
most churches today,
确实让人觉得非常难以亲近,
do not make people feel a sense of care.
今天什么人喜欢跟基督徒在一起?
Who likes to be with Christians today?
什么人喜欢去教会呢?
Who likes to go to church today?
让我告诉你,
Let me tell you.
是好人,
good people.
你懂吗?
Do you understand?
这些好人喜欢跟基督徒在一起,
good people like to go and be with Christians.
好人喜欢来教会,
good people like to go to church.
罪人不喜欢,
sinners, no.
他们不喜欢教会,
they don't like the church.
他们也不喜欢基督徒,
and they don't like Christians.
基督徒也不喜欢他们,
and Christians don't like them.
我们不懂,
we don't understand
为什么主在地上的时候,
why when our Lord was on earth
喜欢靠近耶稣的人,
those who love to be near him
没几个好人,
weren't really good people
税吏啊,
tax collectors
妓女啊,
prostitutes
那些社会上人所弃绝的,
those who were rejected and despised by society, lepers. Why do they like to be near our Lord? Why do these people stay far, far away from Christians today? Why don't they like to come to church today? And the church doesn't like these people either. I know an American brother who was a missionary in Japan. And the Lord moved him. That he wanted to do work among the homeless in Japan. And so he learned how to sleep in subways. He learned how to take a bath in the park. And how to find food in the trash. And so in the process he met a whole bunch of homeless people. And he told them about an amazing grace that God loves you. God wants to change your lives. God wants to forgive your sins. And these people, they laughed at him. What are you talking about? Look, we're teaching you where to go to get free food. But he continually prayed for them and continued to love them and shared the scripture with them, and the Holy Spirit worked, and one person believed,
两个信徒,
2,
三个信徒,
3, and he brought a whole band of people to Christ. And one day he said to them,
哎,
now you have believed in Christ, let's go to church.
这些人都看他,
and they all looked at him.
这人说,
and they said, are you sure we can go to church?
他说,
and he said, you should be able to.
他就带了这批人到教会,
and so he brought this band to church.
你可以想象那是一个多大的灾难,
and you can imagine the disaster.
这一群人进了教会,
when they went into the church, all the church people fled. No one wanted to sit with them. No one wanted to talk with them. Now there's a student in our Academy of Christ who is serving in Shenzhen. And all the converts are homeless people.
No, beggars.
Or beggars.
你可以想象他们爱宴的时候怎么吃饭。
And you can imagine what sort of a potluck they have.
是每个人把他们去要饭要回来的东西大家一起吃。
Everyone goes and brings back what the food that they were able to beg.
我问他说你为什么不把这些人带到各个教会里面去呢？
And I asked him, why don't you bring them to the various churches?
他说没有一个教会要他们。
He said, there's not a single church that wants them.
到底我们今天的见证在哪里？
Where is our testimony today?
有一个电影,
there's a movie
很感动,
that moves me.
这个电影是讲到一个, 犯人，他从监狱里面逃出来。
It speaks of someone who escaped from prison.
他跑到一个农场里面。
And he went to a farm.
他就躲到他们那个放那个那个草那个那个。
And he hid in hid in the hay, in the barn.
结果他没想到那个那个藏装草草的那个房子是那个村子那小朋友玩。游玩的地方。
But he didn't know that's when the that's where the kids from the neighborhood would play.
所以那天有好几个小朋友跑到那里去玩玩玩，他们把草啊翻了翻，哎，怎么一个人在这里
？And so all the kids they went and they played in the hay and then they discovered there was a man lying there.
这个人从监狱里面逃出来已经累了个半死。
Now this person was exhausted.
结果现在被那小孩子吵醒了。
He had just escaped from prison and here he was awakened by the kids.
这小孩子就问他。
And the kids asked him.
你叫什么名字
What's your name?
他被他们吵得很烦啊
And he was so annoyed.
他说 Jesus Christ.
And he said, Jesus Christ.
你们懂英文的人就知道
Now you understand if you speak English.
这是美国人一句很用主的名字发牢骚的话说怎么这么倒霉啊
That it's an American expression using the Lord's name in vain to express frustration and anger.
这几个小孩子听了以后
But these little kids.
他们当真啊
They took it for real.
当你真的是 Jesus Christ?
And they said, are you really Jesus Christ?
他们尊敬他。
And they respected him.
他们照顾他。
And they took care of him.
他们爱他。
And they loved him.
他们给他水喝。
They gave him water.
他们给他食物。
And food.
这一个犯人。
This convict.
在他一生中。
In his whole life,
这是他第一次被人爱过。
It was the first time that he had ever been loved.
他的生命改变。
And his life was changed.
两千年的教会历史。
Through 2,000 years of church history,
有一些神的儿女。
Some sons and daughters of God.
是活在天上。
Live in the heavens.
住在修道院
Live in monasteries.
会讲神永远的旨意
They speak of the eternal purpose of God.
会知道很多属灵的奥秘
And they know many mysteries of spiritual mysteries.
但是基督的生命在他们生命中流露不出来
But the life of Christ in them cannot flow out.
没有人碰到他们就好像碰到主一样
There's no one who can touch them and experience an encounter with Christ.
但是有多少神的儿女
But so many children of God
在各种不同的地方
in various places
默默的
silently
为着爱主的缘故
for the love of God
去爱
they go and love others
他们牺牲
they sacrifice
他们奉献
they give of themselves
他们在预备主的身体
and they are preparing the body of Christ
能够等候主的再来
Waiting for the hastening the Lord's return.
在医院里。
In the hospitals.
在孤儿院里。
In the orphanages.
在许多穷苦的地方。
In many poor and difficult places.
在很多家庭里。
In many homes.
在很多教会里。
In many churches.
就有一些。
There are some people.
他们等候主的再来。
They are waiting for the second coming of Christ.
是把自己摆在祭坛。
And they put themselves on the altar
为主烧尽
to be consumed for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
英文有一句话
in English there is a phrase,
burn out is better than rush out.
To be burned out is better to be
生锈锈掉
rusted out.
你的人生是要为主烧掉的呢
Do you want your life to be burned up?
还是要锈坏掉的?
Or to be destroyed by rust?
最后我讲一个人的见证。
I'd like to close with a testimony.
这个人名字叫做 Pygmy.
His name is Pygmy.
他是 Ethiopia 有一个 tribe 叫做 Wolamo 这个 tribe 里面的人。
He is someone of the Wolamo tribe in Ethiopia.
在二次世界大战以前
before the Second World War,
就有一些宣教士到那个地方去传福音。
some preachers went to that area. Some missionaries went to that area.
瓦拉莫这个族的人,
now the Willamo tribe,
他们是非常迷信拜魔鬼,
they're very superstitious and they worship demons.
可是Tigny,
but Tigny,
当他听到耶稣基督的福音的时候,
when he heard the gospel of Christ,
他就信了主,
he believed.
当时传福音给他的那个宣教士,
now the missionary who preached, who shared the gospel to him,
他的名字叫做 Raymond Davis.
His name was Raymond Davis.
Tigny 是一个奴隶,
Tigny was a slave.
当他的主人听说这个奴隶居然跑去信耶稣,
now when the owner heard that his slave went and became a Christian,
很生气,
he was angry.
不准他聚会,
and he forbade him from going to a Christian meeting.
不准他读圣经,
forbade him from reading the Bible.
找机会就嘲笑他,
and would mock him.
没有事就拿鞭子抽他一顿,
and would whip him.
Tigny 很甘心乐意地为着他的信仰付这样子的代价。
Now Tigny was very willing to suffer for his faith in this way.
可是Tigny有另外一个代价他付不起。
But there was another price that Tigny could not pay.
就是他买不起他自己的自由。
He could not pay for his own freedom.
其实他主人要的钱很少。
Now his owner required a very small sum.
可是因为奴隶是没有薪水。
But because slaves have no salary.
所以对他来讲,
and so for him, the amount was astronomical. He could not afford it.
Raymond听说Tigny的故事,
now when Raymond heard Tigny's story,
他为他祷告,
he prayed for him.
他找了一些朋友,
and he found some friends.
凑足了那一点点钱,
and they together came up with a sum. And they redeemed Tigny. Tigny could not have dreamed that he was a free man. Not only free spiritually, but free on earth.
他非常感谢耶稣基督,
oh, he thanked Jesus Christ.
他也非常感谢Raymond,
and he thanked Raymond.
过了不多久,
now, not long thereafter,
所有的宣教士都被驱逐出境,
all the missionaries were expelled from Ethiopia.
整整过了24年,
and a full 24 years passed.
Raymond终于可以回去了。Raymond
finally had the opportunity to go back.
在这24年里,
now within these 24 years,
Tigny 非常想念Raymond,
missed Raymond a lot.
他一直等候Raymond回来,
he kept waiting for Raymond to return.
他在等候的时候,
and as he was waiting,
他忠心地传福音,
he faithfully shared the gospel,
传自由的福音,
the gospel of freedom.
他努力地活出基督的爱心,
he worked hard to express the love of Christ.
有一天他听说Raymond要回来,
now one day he heard that Raymond was coming back.
他每天都到车站去查一遍,
every day he went to the train station to check.
日历上的日期对他来讲没有意义,
the days on the calendar meant nothing to him.
他就是希望能够早点看到Raymond.
He hoped that he could see Raymond soon.
终于有一天Raymond回来了,
and finally one day Raymond returned.
当Raymond坐着汽车慢慢地开到车站的时候,
and as Raymond approached the train station,
the car approached,
and as Raymond was in a car, and as the car approached the station,
Tigny 看到那部车子,
when Tigny saw the car,
就冲过去了,
he ran over.
Raymond 从那个窗子里面把手伸出来, 拉着他,
and Raymond reached his hand out the window and grasped Tigny's hand.
Tigny 抓着他的手不断地亲,
Tigny held onto his hand and kissed it.
开车的司机很有爱心,
now the chauffeur was very loving,
是开得很慢,
and so he drove particularly slowly,
so Tigny 一直跟着车子跑,
so Tigny could continue to follow the car.
他一边跑,
and as he ran alongside,
Tigny 去迎接他的时候, 他带了一批他带的信徒的朋友,
Tigny had brought with him a band of other believers.
他就一边对他的朋友大声地喊啊,
And he yelled to the other followers,
你们看啊, 那位买福我都回来了。
Look, look, the one who redeemed me has come back.
终于车子停下来。
And finally the car stopped.
Raymond 下了车。
Raymond came out of the car. And Tiggy knelt down before him.
抱着他的脚,
and held on to his legs.
吻他的脚,
and kissed his feet.
Raymond 赶快把他扶起来,
and Raymond quickly asked him to, lifted him up.
他们彼此相抱,
and they embraced each other.
开始大哭,
and wept together.
哭完以后大笑,
and after they wept, they laughed.
我们的主,
our Lord.
他应许我,
he promised us
我要回来,
that he is coming back.
他为了证明他的话,
and to prove his word,
他把圣殿上的幔子从上到下裂为两半,
he has split the veil in the Holy of Holies from top to bottom.
他打开了死亡的门,
he has opened the gates of hell,
他从死里复活,
of death, and he rose from the dead.
他告诉我们没有一样东西可以拦阻他回来,
and he told us that nothing can keep him from coming back.
好像Tiggy不能够控制他的喜乐,
Tiggy, just as Tiggy could not contain his joy,
他大声地喊着那救赎我的那一位已经回来了,
and as he yelled, the one who redeemed me has returned.
我们这些被主救赎的,
we who have been redeemed by our Lord,
我们何等巴望我们的主,
how we long for him to come back soon.
我相信他回来的时候,
I believe that when he returns,
我们要抓着他的,
we will grasp his hand, because on his hand are the scars from the nails.
我们要抱着他的脚,
and we will hold on to his feet,
我们要亲吻他,
and we will kiss his feet. And he will lift us up. And he will embrace us. And do you know what he will do? And he will take us to party. Forever. I hope that one day,
in that party,
in that party,
在那个大宴席的里面,
at that great feast,
我会看到你,
that I will see you.
我们祷告,
let's pray.
天父, 我们只能够求圣灵来做人不能做的事,
Heavenly Father, we can only ask the Holy Spirit to do what man cannot do. May you put this glorious hope, engrave it deeply on our hearts. Let us be watchful. Let us wait. And let us work hard. And let us, from the depths of our hearts, desire and long for your appearing.
靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.